Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 263. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Slightly delayed. Unless you're delayed, in which case you don't notice it's delayed.
Yeah, you know what? It's summer listening. People are behind in episodes. I'm watching the numbers. It's taking a while to come to fruition. It really is.
A lot of people are 6 episodes behind.
Yeah, that's how we see it. Except the diehard slices, they're on it to the minute. They're like, wait a second. I can't wait that you do, you know, I can't wait. I haven't listened to the new episode. Well, that's because it hasn't been issued yet.
So I have an idea. I haven't run by you yet, but I'm thinking that in the coming weeks, we run a special on our merchandise at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Okay.
But only the day we release the podcast. So for those people that are diehards and listen the first day,
right,
they get a big discount on the merchandise, and then the sale's over.
Oh, I see. So you get in. So by the time you've heard this, it's already too late.
If you listen by like day three, it's over. No sale.
Got it.
No sale for you.
So 24 hours from the time that we put out our next episode or so?
Yeah, maybe like 15 hours, 12 hours.
I love
it. Boom, hardcore. All right.
Boom. The heart. Yeah. Let's do that
in a couple of weeks.
It's got to be a deep discount, though. We can't just throw it out there and then it's like, you know, 5% off, you know?
No, you like it. You like it deep. And I like a discount. So together, it's a deep discount.
It's a deep discount. So, man, lots happened in the time that... Well, first of all, we didn't issue this episode last week because of Brody's technical equipment with his goddamn microphone. All right?
We did have a problem. I can't even tell you what the problem is or was, but I fixed it.
Yeah.
But every time we would sign on, Scary would go, you sound like crap. We can't put that
I'm
out.
The one with the fancy equipment. I'm the one with all the software and everything like that. You would think that more would go on with my equipment when in all actuality, Brody had one job. Make sure you have an awesome microphone. And all you need is your microphone. That's it. And
well,
we couldn't get
the
it
microphone
right.
Sounds better, but Scary, you did promise me one of the really, 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 really good microphones that you have an extra one of. And that was like 6 months ago. So
okay.
In the meantime, could I hold you to that?
All right, Space Hog.
I did fix the microphone. What?
Space Hog. In the meantime, huh?
Yep.
What? Great
in
song.
In the meantime.
Yep.
What? Great song. Anyway. The mic's working now, thankfully. But we have a lot to talk about because we should just start with it.
Start from the very beginning. A very good place to start.
Thank you. So a couple of episodes ago, we talked about how Scary went to the Mets game and got to meet, even though he didn't know it was her, Alex, one of the owners of the Mets. And I was jealous because I didn't get to go. And
right.
she and this guy and guy and the guy, Steve, who runs all the restaurants, were like, oh, my God, where was Brody? We want to meet Brody. We're fans of his, which I was honored and thrilled and surprised and shocked and all of that. So I sent a message to Alex on one of the social media platforms.
Yeah, you slid into her DMs the way you were sliding into second.
Yes. And I said, hey, Alex, I'm really sorry I missed you. I understand that you invited us anytime we want. I just wanted to thank you. That was very kind of you. And she wrote me back immediately. She's like, oh, my God, yeah. I was, you know, I'm so sorry.
By the way, that's Brody's way of poaching my contact as his own and now becoming really close with her. So he doesn't
like
have to
Mets
go through.
The Mets are more my team than yours. So I feel like it's okay.
Yeah, but
I didn't recognize her.
It doesn't matter, though. I made the intro. I got us in there.
You did.
Well, hold on a second. What was that creak? Is this a microphone issue?
Nope, no microphone issue. That was my knee.
Oh, okay. All right.
But by the way, if I could talk about for a second, I put up a picture of poop, a large animal pooped in my backyard. And now when a deer poops, it's pellets, right? But this was like, you know what scalloped potatoes look like? Where they slice them in circles?
Yes.
Right? This was scalloped poop. You can go to @DavidBrody and check my Instagram. But it was huge, right? So I took a picture with my foot, my shoe, down by the poop. So you could see how large the poop was and how large my foot is.
Oh, God.
And I wanted people, what? I have a large foot. So what? So do you. Anyway, so I put up the picture and I said, this doesn't look like deer poop, although I had seen a deer in my backyard yesterday. So all the poop experts were chiming in, all our followers. Hey, that's bear poop. It's brown bear poop. It's not deer poop. And then other people were like, I know deer poop. That's buck poop. Apparently, get this, Scary. You know how you say hot girl pee is okay?
Yeah.
Right? Apparently, male deer poop giant poops and female deer poop little pellets.
The female
how
deer?
How about that?
The female deer poops the pellets?
Yes, hot deer poop is little pellets.
Pellet
you know,
pooping.
Women and female deer, they don't fart.
Right.
They poop little pellets.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. The big deer, the bucks poop giant poop.
Who knew
so
this?
There's a debate going on my Instagram about whether it's bear poop or buck poop. Meanwhile, I alerted my town.
Right.
Just in case, you know, yeah. There's a bear, you know, whatever. The point was, one guy, I'm not going to call him out, he was more interested in how my ankle looked in the picture than the poop. He's like, dude, did you break your ankle? What's wrong with your ankle? What's going on? I was like, that's what your takeaway of the picture was? There's a giant shit on my lawn and you're looking at my ankle. So. And then, hold on, it gets worse. Today, and I get back to the Mets thing, you know me, tangent. Hold on, I want to make sure I get the right person.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. They commented. Here it is. Hold on.
Okay, Mike Francesa scrolling to his phone.
Yeah, Mike Francesa looking for it. Absolutely. Oh, Big Block J1, I'm assuming. I can't read. I think it's what it says.
Right.
He said, ugh, you got fat guy laces, Mr. Brody. So
everyone's,
if you remember from one of our first five episodes, I talked about how fat guy laces meant you couldn't bend over your leg to tie your shoelaces straight.
So you just tuck them in.
And maybe off to the side.
Right.
He said, you look good. You're not fat. You should be tying your laces. Old habits die hard. Yada, yada, yada. So shout out to you for making the classic reference of fat guy laces.
Well,
but those are my outdoor shoes that I haven't opened or tied in years.
Okay.
So that's why they still
have
big laces.
Well, listen, while we're on this topic of deer and animals, I learned about dogs over the weekend because, you know, I don't have one. But I didn't know
you're not dating one.
I know that when a dog is peeing, and what's the difference between the times that they lift their leg to pee versus when they just crouch to pee? Apparently, they mark
male,
their
female.
They say male dogs lift their leg to pee, and then female dogs just crouch.
They don't say that. The dogs actually do that.
No, I didn't know that was the case. I didn't know there was a difference. They also say that when they're marking their territory when they lift their leg to pee or something like that.
Well, it's also the dick is in the way. That's part of it. But
either way,
I'll tell you, I have a male dog and a female dog. Well, technically not.
Do they both
have two male dogs?
Does the male dog crouch?
So no. So the female dog pees. She just pees. She doesn't care. She just pees. My boy dog Drew, not only will he run over and pee on her pee because he has to conquer her pee, but he pees like seven times. he'll go around peeing, lifting his leg, and he'll pee on this, that, the other thing. He constantly pees on my grill,
right.
on the grill cover. So I have to make sure when I take the grill cover off, I reach from the top, not the bottom.
Ugh.
But he has to, and I hose it down. Don't worry. But he has to, he marks his territory and he will pee on other dogs' pee because he has to be top dog. So yeah, he aims his pee, but the poor guy, he thinks he's a much bigger dog because he tries to pee on things and he's not hitting it. And when he tries to pee on the pee, he's off sometimes.
I'm just trying to figure it all out, though. I mean, you know me, I have no concept of, you know, having a pet.
Of
or
dogs.
Yeah, no, I don't. Right. This is all fascinating to me. I learned it at, I was at Greg T's house. He had a bunch of us over for a barbecue and pool party over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. We got a problem there, too.
Go on with what you were saying about Greg T and the pool party. Yeah, so Greg T was freaking out because Scotty B was going to bring his dog Sawyer over. And Sawyer decided... apparently, anytime Sawyer sees a pool, he's got to jump in it. Like, he has no self-control. And Scotty, for some reason, doesn't really control him. So he goes, Sawyer, no, Sawyer. And then Sawyer just jumps in the pool anyway, especially if we're all in it and he's not. So Greg T had a friggin', you know, the Jersey kid had a friggin', like, I mean, I've never seen him this angry before, but he was spazzing. I mean,
Yes, I have.
Okay, what am I saying? What am I talking about? He spazzed out at Scotty B. Saying things like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You can't, you know, this isn't a dog bath. How dare you? You're coming over with your dog. You better make sure that your dog stays out of my pool. Like, he was adamant that there's no dogs allowed
in the
pool.
I'm the same way with you. So
except I'm not a dog. You know, I mean, but either way.
Yeah, you have less fur.
And that's what I wanted to say. Shout out to Greg T and Trish for inviting me over to their pool. How great is it to have friends that actually know that you're suffering because you don't have a pool in 85 degree heat. And so they create a party around you and have people over. So,
well, a couple things.
The fact that he didn't invite you, I relished in the moment. I was like, fuck Brody.
That was very
because
nice.
Fuck
that
Brody
was very
because
nice,
Brody doesn't invite me to his pool. So, you know what? Screw him.
I'm going to invite Greg T over to my house to get in my pool. That's fine.
Yeah, you do
Greg's
that.
Been over my house.
Right.
Greg's been over my house for dinner.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of Greg T, I don't think he's going to be inviting you over again for a pool party.
Why not?
Well, this morning, he texted me a picture of Brody Truck Rentals because he's like, oh, dude, I saw this truck. I had to send it to you. And I said, oh, hey, thanks for thinking of me, T. I've seen that truck many times. In fact, I've taken pictures of it, that company's truck logo for most of my life. It's been around for a very long time. And I said, oh, by the way, you have a beautiful pool. Now, we were working together on the morning show, I remember what a nightmare it was to get the right people to put it in. You had to wait until the weather was right, cost him a lot of money. So I said, hey, man.
Yeah.
You have a really nice pool. And he wrote me back and he said, thanks, bro. He said, Carolyn from work, Caroline, also commented on to me today, what a nice pool I have. Then he said, you can't take Scary anywhere. You have a complete lack of privacy when that guy comes over.
Why?
I should have checked his phone. Let me see what he wrote. Hold on. Yeah, I should have checked his phone before he left and made him delete everything. Does a person have a right to privacy? Or if you invite Scary over, do you forfeit your privacy because you know he's going to post pictures on social media when you invite a person into your home?
The latter.
Who has the right to post pictures without the homeowner's permission?
He was posing for the camera. I was taking video and I'm sitting there. He's gotten wearing nothing but an apron and he's standing over the grill. He's shirtless with an apron. And he's like, and I'm like, what's on the grill? I mean, he was playing it up. He was hamming it up. He was being Greg T.
Yeah, I asked him about that. I said, you were playing it up for the camera. He said, I was playing it up for the camera when I was grilling. I didn't need the entire world to see what my pool and my backyard looked like. I'm surprised he didn't go through my house and show everybody my medicine cabinets.
Wow.
So he's still texting me. He just texted me again. He goes, that's so messed up. He goes, you aren't the only one who said something.
Do we need to talk to him next real quick or no? Are we going to move
on? Yeah, and then we'll talk about the Mets thing. It goes, Scary took my house on a tour on social media.
Oh, get out. You know what? Come on. I want to fucking talk to him now because he did not tell me. He didn't say he had a problem with it.
Okay,
he should have told me right there. All right. After this. Okay.
The Bros Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. This is, why didn't he tell me to my face? What does he have to go behind my back and talk about that?
Because I don't think he followed you on social media. I don't think he saw your
post. He knows what I do. He knows what he does.
Okay, apparently he should have known, but he didn't, because he's acting like he had no idea you posted pictures of his backyard and video, because he's like, I had no, you know, he's acting like this is the first time he's hearing it.
I don't believe
it. You must have done it over the weekend. He didn't look. You know T on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but he knows what I do on the weekend. He looks at my stories.
Apparently, he didn't look at your stories because... Okay, hold on. Then we'll get back to the Mets, I promise.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jersey Kid, you're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. So wait a second. You take issue...
Wait, hold on. I'm live on the radio. On podcast?
Yeah, in the Brooklyn Boys. Yeah.
This tea.
You could say, all right. You're live. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's the Jersey Kid at you. How you doing?
Yeah. Good. So T, I told him, he's telling me all about how, oh, he's so glad you didn't invite me because I don't invite him to my pool. He's glad I didn't get invited to your
pool. Now he knows how it feels.
So I said, well, to be honest with you, I don't think you're going to get invited again. He's like, why? So I said, T, nice pool. He's like, how do you know? Oh, fucking Scary. So I told Scary, you don't look at social media on the weekends.
I don't.
You have a problem with me posting? You know what I do.
Never do. I don't go to any but the wall. So I have many of you guys muted or blocked or whatever because I just don't even care anymore, right? Brody wasn't the only one. Brody wasn't the only one. Out of nowhere, I got a phone call today, and I don't want to mention this person's name.
I mentioned her first name. It's okay.
Only her first name. So Carolyn was talking to me about work, and then she goes, hey, by the way, really nice pool, nice backyard. And I go, what? Yeah. And she goes, yeah. She goes, Scary was giving us a tour with his, on social media. So then I quickly went. I went to go, how did you even post it? And that's first of all, because I couldn't find it. Maybe you put it on your story or something.
It's on my story. So it's already gone. I don't put it up on.
But the bottom line is, but why do you do that? This is what I was talking to Brody about. If a homeowner invites somebody into their house, are they forfeiting the right to privacy? And I think that is wrong. I do not forfeit my right. because you must have did this at the time where I wasn't around, and I don't know what you're doing, and I think it's pretty fucked up that you took the you know, your own graces, and you walked around, and you're, like, showing people this and that and whatever. I just think that you don't have that right.
Hold on. Also, T, I'm surprised you have so much medicine in your medicine cabinet.
That's so fucked up, man. What'd you do that? You went to my medicine cabinet?
No, he's totally That's fucking. So messed no, up. No, he's fucking with you. By the way, I didn't give people a tour of your house or your anything. I don't know what Carolyn's talking about. The only thing I posted was you over the barbecue, and then the picture that we all took with Scotty B and Cubby and everybody.
Yep. And Trisha's underwear drawer.
No, and then I zoomed in, and
Dude.
Then I. No. Brody. And then I did a focus in. I did a zoom in on Cubby at the pool, and I put, I'm sexy and I know it. That's it. There's three frames, three segments. Whatever she saw.
I think from now on, you need to clear everything. I don't know what you're doing it for. I don't know why you're taking a picture. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're going to send it to me. Maybe you're going to keep it for yourself. Maybe it's a memory. Who knows? But you have to tell somebody. Because all of a sudden, I get caught my pants down because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, and no, she's
like,
your oh, pants yeah, were off at the nice. Grill.
All you had on was an apron. Wrong. He only had an apron on at the grill.
Apparently you all missed so the wrong. Sausage being cooked.
It's what I'm saying. It's wrong, beyond wrong.
So I didn't
do that
plus
to somebody.
Scary. The other thing that happens is people who aren't invited get their feelings hurt, which is wrong, Scary.
And that is, oh my God, that's what happened again. Thank you very much, Brody. Let me tell you what else happened. That's
what happened?
Right.
What happened?
You can't imagine.
Whatever you posted. And then there is a couple of people at work that actually came to me and said, hey, what's up, T? Did you have a good weekend? Hey, thanks for the invite. And I'm like, dude, I had nothing to say. But people got upset.
Wow.
People did get upset. And that's another reason why you shouldn't do those things. Yeah, it's messed up.
Well, all I can tell you on that is that's life in 2023. We've been through this a million times, right? Where somebody posts something on social media. Listen, I wasn't the only one. Cubby, Scotty, they all posted the get together.
What about ism?
What about? It's the whatabouts. What about Scotty posted a full Facebook a pictorial, you know. Scotty posted about him being on our friend Nick's farm, and his dog was herding goats because that's what the dog does instinctually.
Great, T. You see what he's doing, T? He's trying to throw everybody else under the bus so he doesn't look bad.
Right.
Well, everybody else does stuff wrong.
Don't look over here. I want you to look over here. Don't look over there. You know, he's trying to take my eye off of it. Like, I didn't do it.
So then what's protocol?
Don't ever let Scary get pulled over like by a cop on the parkway. Dude, I may have been speeding, but my friend T doesn't pay his taxes.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's really messed up, Brody. Good point again. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a messed up point.
So then
you got to take your own responsibility. You're trying to say, oh, look, okay, I took a picture, but look what they did. I don't want to see what they did. I just focus now on what you did.
Okay, and how is it what I did wrong?
Scotty doesn't have fans on his Facebook page. It's just for his friends and family. You have how many followers does Scary have? 130,000?
That's right.
About 187,000. But you know what? All I could say is this is us living our lives, and sometimes we throw some...
No, it's you living T's life.
But, right, that's right. You have your own life to live. That's not for me. This is my one life to live.
So you don't. All right.
Thanks.
That went off the air a long time ago. So what does that mean though for us? I mean, does that mean every time I come over, I have to put my camera in one of those fucking bags that you do at the comedy shows where they take it from you?
That'll
and they
be
put
good.
They put it in one of those like bags.
I think that you have to have some couth, and I think that you need to ask permission and just say to somebody,
throwing
hey,
the couth.
Do you mind? Yeah, do you mind if I take this photo? I like what your backyard looks like. I want to video it, and I'm going to put it on my social media for my own selfishness.
So your
and
backyard,
then I would say yes or no?
So your backyard is your sanctuary, pretty much, and that's it.
But
and
what that, is and my freaking home? This is my privacy.
What if T is on the air every day on the Carolina and Greg T show in the morning on KT?
That's Carolina with Greg T.
Yeah,
with Greg T. I said, and I'm sorry.
That's right.
Carolina with Greg T in the morning on KTU 103.5, the beat of New York.
Right.
What if he goes on the air and talks about how, hey, life is tough, you know, we're trying to make ends meet, the kids are expensive,
that's
I'm a humble man, and you're showing him with this fucking mansion pool he's got with the marble deck, you know, and the
pergola and the lighting system.
I don't live that lifestyle. That's right. I'm no celebrity.
And the 1.5 acres and the
he doesn't need to explain to people.
He has seven bedrooms.
He got all the money from his wife's parents to pay for that. That's nobody's business.
That's right.
He doesn't make a lot of money. He works
hard. That's right. I live in a shed.
Uncle Tash shed, Uncle T shed. He's got a one-bedroom house, which isn't even possible.
My house is the size of somebody's two-car garage. That's all I got.
I feel like you live
in a shitty house and a nice pool that paints a picture that he's got a big house. I've been to T's house.
Yeah.
T, admit it. Your house is a piece of shit, right?
That's right. It is a piece of shit. That's right. I live in absolute garbage. That's right. Nothing to see here. This place is a junker. That's right.
He's got a half-car garage and a one-bedroom house.
Wow.
That's right. I got shingles falling off the house. I got holes in my roof, leaks. There's nothing to see here. Zero.
I think you're being disingenuous to your audience. I mean, you got to be who you are.
T. If you'd like T's house, Scary will be posting video of the house later today.
But I'm
hold on a second. Well, wait, Scary, you got to hold on. The wife is over here.
Stop screaming.
Well, because they got me in the house.
The house is so small, she hears everything.
Scary's posting pictures.
Hello? No, I didn't. I'm not. Oh, no, boy. Tell her I'm not.
Oh, boy. Hey, T.
You see?
T.
Now you got me all screwed up. Now I'm...
T, your house is so small, she hears every word.
Here.
No, tell me.
Scary put pictures. I put the charcuterie board.
Okay.
That's right. While he was here, when he was here, he took pictures and he posted them on social media
and video.
Well, I don't like that. I mean, that's
pictures too.
No, but that's if I decide to post pictures, but he did it, and that's my privacy. You know what? Nobody asked you. That's it.
Trish was part of my video.
Nobody asked her.
Scary, shush.
No, nobody asked you. Go back inside.
Oh, my God.
Go back inside.
Oh, my God. Is that how you talk to your wife?
You see that? They both the house is so small. The house is so small. Yeah. Not only can she hear everything, but they both can't fit in the house at the same time.
T, you know what? Is she still in the Murphy bed? Why don't you just like put it back into the wall with her in it?
That's right. You gotta teach the little lady where her place
is. T, that's terrible.
She doesn't get to interrupt me. She doesn't get to interrupt me.
Wow.
After the pool you gave her, that's the way she's going to mouth off.
That's right. I paid for this mansion. That's right. You don't have no rights.
Now it's a mansion.
I'm just saying, listen, I next time I'll be more cognizant of it. I get it. I will ask your permission, Your Highness, if I could post a video, a quick segment. But just know that your wife was part of the video, and she reposted my video of the charcuterie board.
Not only this, but you know what else? You know what else, Brody? He also, who comes to somebody's house empty-handed? He comes walking in like he owns the place. He brings nothing to show his thankfulness.
Bullshit.
That he was invited.
Bullshit. I bought him a bottle.
He's gonna name the place.
Of Glenlivet 18.
What happened? The phone broke. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
He didn't even break it open while I was there. He waited till I left and then drank half the bottle with three of his cronies from the neighborhood that night.
What? Who does that?
He was celebrating leaving.
What a jerk that guy is, man. I would never go to that guy's house again. You know what? I gotta go.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Hang up on yourself.
Wow. By the way, you will hear that exact topic again tomorrow on Tuesday morning on the Carolina with Greg T show on 103.5 KTU, the beat of New York.
I bought him a great bottle. I know he likes the single malt scotch, and I got him a good bottle.
Wait a minute. He didn't open it, and then that night he drank it with his other friends?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Can I tell you, I once went over to somebody's house and I brought a tray of pastry cookies.
Right.
You know, like from a bakery.
Right.
And they didn't put them out. And then the next day they had people over and they ate them with the other people.
That's where the debate comes in. Are you buying something because it's a gift for them, which he probably saw the Glenlivet 18. Google the price.
Okay, bougie. Well,
okay, let's put it this way. It's when you go when you go into the liquor store, it's the one behind the counter you have to ask for assistance to get.
Okay, fancy guy.
I'm just saying, I'm painting a picture here. So
we all know the picture before you said
it. Is it a gift where he gets to do what he wants?
But you know, a lot of time when you bring food, you'll agree to this, Scary.
Food is meant to be put out.
Right. When you bring food, but hold on, you know it's usually something you like, not right. necessarily
always.
Something that the host likes.
It always is. Yes. You're right.
You're like, oh, I'm going to bring cookies and pastries that I like. I want some sfogliatelles. I'm going to bring those. Right. Hopefully you get to eat them, but also get credit for it. But when you bring a bottle of liquor, you don't drink. So, I mean, you don't drink Glenlivet.
No, I don't. I know that's his favorite. But you so I guess it's more teenies. Of a, well, I want to hear from the slices on this. Why don't you send us a talk back? If you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, hit the little mic button and respond back to this. What's the proper etiquette when you bring something over? Are you?
I thought you were going to ask them if you should be posting video of their house.
Those I mean, two things. if you want to post that, yeah. If you want to comment on that, feel free. Comment on pretty much anything.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
Yeah.
This was the first time in 263 episodes that I actually wanted T on the podcast.
That is very true.
He's been fine sometimes, but I actually was like excited.
You wanted
that he was going
to
be on.
Yeah, because you thought
he was texting me and I was loving it.
Yeah, because he came on and he roasted your boy, who you still have yet to invite to your pool.
Well, I don't need video of my pool, although my pool was on our television show at one point in the background. Something.
That's great. That's nice. Yeah. Hey, slices. See, I don't have a pool. You want to talk about the real poor man? It's me. These people deal. These are privileged people problems.
That's right. Scary stuff. Elite people problems. Apartment. And that, by the way, that giant stack of paper behind Scary is still there.
It's still there.
Although I have to say, we tried to tape this episode, to record this episode on Thursday of last week,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And the paper wasn't there. What was the reason it wasn't there? Because it's back now.
Oh, because I was shooting another podcast with somebody else and it was video. So I needed to move the papers out of the way. All right.
Bougie with the other podcast.
That's me.
By the way, speaking of other podcasts, well, let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about how I'm everybody's favorite co-host these days.
Oh, really?
So,
I like to hear about
podcasts that. Like crazy.
Nobody's told me that. You sure you're not in your own head?
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me. All right, David Brody.
No, we've been talking about you. The whole break was about T and you.
No. I'm talking about me as your favorite co-host.
Oh.
I'm leading you into the co-host. Everybody wants you as a co-host on their podcast. That's how I see it.
So a few weeks ago, I did the Amazing But True podcast, which is for the New York Post. We talked about that with Jake Brown. That was great. You can see that on my social media and you can search for it on YouTube. Before that, I did the off day, SNY's off day with the New York Mets podcast, which is on their page. And then I just this week, I did the Believe, B-L-E-A-V podcast with our friend Nick Durst, who's now hosting the Mets podcast for the Believe Network. So I did that.
Isn't he a rock guy?
Nick Durst? No, you're thinking of Durst from Linkin Park.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst, right.
No, that's not Linkin
from
Park.
From the Am I Right, You Know I'm Right podcast.
Fred Durst anyway, is not from Linkin Park.
Tomorrow, I'm recording with my friend Seth. We're doing, and I'll talk more about this next week, I'm doing a Secret Invasion, Marvel Disney Plus show, Secret Invasion, with our friend Seth Everett, who used to be the pregame show voice of the New York Mets, doing that tomorrow. I just did a Appetite for Horror podcast with Brando, which is now available. We talked about The Walking Dead. So everybody's asking me to do the podcast with them. So Slices, hook a brother up. When I post those things, just go watch it. You know, even if it's like a minute or two, I need to get the hit counts up so people appreciate me having it as it goes.
So the Nick Durst podcast with David Brody, is that called Nick Durst and the Limp Bizkit? Hey, we got to talk about our Mets experience. I mean, we've prolonged this. Well, first of all, that's part of the reason why. I mean, we were busy Wednesday. We didn't record because we were at the Met game, and I volunteered to drive. We'll start there. I volunteered to drive.
Yes, I asked you nicely if you would drive, and you said yes, absolutely, you would drive.
And why was
because
it? Because you have a peg leg or something?
No. My knee is sore. And so I asked you if you could, because when I'm driving, I can't stretch it and loosen it up as much as I want.
Hashtag senior citizen problems.
Yeah, okay. All right. Scary, your birthday's coming up in February. You want to talk about it?
I'll be 50.
Yep. Yes, you will.
50 is nifty. All right, continue.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's talk about you driving. I get in the car. Right, with Scary, but very nice car. I had not been in the car before. You can only imagine Scary's car. It's a BMW convertible. It's a BMW convertible.
As Greg T would say, it's a shitbox. It's a, you know.
Yeah, but you're not as humble as Greg T. Anyway, the car is beautiful, very comfortable, very nice. Put the seat all the way back. A lot of leg room. The minute we get in the car, Scary's in a panic. We're going to be late. We're going to get there. There's going to be driving. We're going to be late. I said, all right, let's go. Ready to go. Here we go. He goes, I just got to stop for gas.
You can't
go. Now, wait a minute.
Right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. First of all, if you're in a hurry to go somewhere and you're worried about time and it takes me 40 minutes to get to your house, Scary, from where I live, why haven't you gone and gotten gas first? If you're so worried about time.
I was ill-prepared.
So we go to the first gas station. Scary doesn't price shop for gas. I know where the cheap gas is in Scary's neighborhood. But he doesn't go there. He goes to the first gas station.
It was out of the way. The other one was out of the way. So I'm going
to
go.
It was a block and a half out of the way to save like 20 cents a gallon, which is like $4. But bougie boy doesn't care. So we pull in and he tells the guy, he says, premium. Got to put premium in Scary's sports car. I have a Dodge Charger with a giant Hemi engine. Okay. I use regular gas.
I got news for you. All right. This has been an argument before because people saw me putting regular on your recommendation, Brody, I was putting regular into the BMW and three people called me out on it and one gas station attendant. And like, what are you doing? You're ruining your car, your engine. That car needs premium gasoline.
It's a lease.
I know it's a lease. That was my reasoning for it. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to have this in 3 years. But then everyone's like, dude, it's all about the performance of the engine and you're really fucking the car up by doing that.
But look, if you can afford a BMW, you can afford the gas. So Scary tells the guy, he goes, fill it up, right, with premium cash. Now, at first, I thought Scary was wanting the cash discount, right? But I go, Scary, it's the same price. He goes, no, I pay cash. Okay. First of all, there's apps. He could have gotten the Exxon app or the mobile app. I think we're in an Exxon and save 5 cents a gallon. But he doesn't think that way. So fuck you throwing money around. Second of all, who pays cash for gas when you say fill it up? It's one thing if you're like, give me $20 of gas. The gas was like It was change. It was like $64.20 or something, or 8 cents, whatever.
Well,
it was.
They'll round it up to the nearest dollar. That's what they do.
Well, you don't want them rounding it up. If it's 8 cents, they're going to charge you 92 cents. Luckily, the guy rounded down. But here's the part that pissed me off.
No. They keep tapping the tank and more gas comes out until they get to the nearest round dollar so they don't have to make change.
This guy walked away. It's Jersey. He's pumping your gas. He walked away. Your gas was $64.08 or something. And he just gave you back change of your $100.
And for those who don't realize it, in the state of New Jersey, probably one of the only states left.
He pumps the gas.
They pump their Oregon. You're not allowed to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
Not supposed to.
Debatable.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. I want to pull this up on my phone. I'm going to read it verbatim because I don't want to be, wrong. I notice that as we're getting gas, Scary didn't turn the engine off.
I did not.
So first of all, it's not an old wives' tale because I looked it up. Okay. First of all, it's slightly dangerous to leave your car running while your car is combusting and burning gas to be putting more gas in the car.
I've tested this
one.
Okay, just so you know, I've already
you
ran.
Can't test it.
I
you
ran.
Can't
no, test it I ran this. Nope.
Busters.
Hold on. I ran this through with the morning show, and the consensus is it really doesn't make a difference. Danielle leaves her car running all the time. She's the biggest worry ward I know. It's all. Okay. It is definitely hold an old on. Wives' tale. It is.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. I looked it up and I'm going to read in a second why you shouldn't leave the car running. But more importantly,
doesn't mean anything.
More importantly than the danger of blowing yourself up is you are wasting gas while you are getting gas. Why would you leave your car running to burn gas unless it's hot and the air conditioning is on, which was not the case? Why would you leave your car on to burn gas while you are getting gas?
How much gas are you really wasting? How much gas are you really wasting? I consider it an extra long red light. You spend more time idle than, doing other things than you do getting gas.
You know you're not going anywhere. You know you're not moving. Why would you leave your car running outside of air conditioning, which was not an issue? Why are you letting your car run while you're getting more gas? Why?
I'm telling you, because air conditioning is one thing. It's like fucking 90 degrees.
Move that aside from air conditioning, because you said you always leave your car on.
I always leave my car on because it doesn't mean anything. Because you know why? Because why should I shut my car off and then turn the engine back on when I could just leave it on? Why,
Because you're burning gas. You're also adding to the wear and tear of your engine. And I get,
I'll tell you what, you add more wear and tear by turning the car off and restarting again. So it's the same thing. I got the same argument for you. That's wear and tear right there.
I will read to you what J.D. Power and Associates says. Should you turn the engine off? Conventional wisdom has always said yes. That is precisely what you need to do. While you can technically keep your car on, there's always a non-negligible risk. Gasoline vapors can come in contact with static electricity, which can ignite a fire, ultimately leading to an explosion.
All right.
So then Scary hears that and he goes, you said negligible. So then I said, Scary, you should ask a professional.
Yes.
And what does he do?
I asked the gas attendant.
He asks the guy who works at the gas station in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yes.
And he says, excuse me, is it okay to leave my car running? And the guy says, he looks at him and goes, oh, yes. Scary goes, see, I'm right. The guy barely spoke English, and he said, oh, yes.
And that was I said, it's not necessary, right? He goes, it's not necessary to turn your engine off. And guess what?
He said,
let's. Yeah, and the reason why I went to him is because he sees tens of thousands of fucking cars a year getting gas because he's pumping it. He's the guy with the experience. So apparently,
he pays attention to the scientific properties of gasoline when he's pumping gas.
I'm like, that guy's in the know. He's pumping me my gas. So he knows.
Yeah, so it makes him an expert.
Yeah.
And the guy at McDonald's is an expert on fryers. That's
yes,
how it works.
You can actually learn. It's on the job training. You can learn a lot of shit from doing your own job. Just by having like plumbers, and think of anyone with a hands-on job. Okay. With the experience the more experience you have with it, the more you're an authority on it.
I worked at a restaurant that had four fryers, and two of them were supposed to be set at, I think, 350, and two of them were set at 375 because there was he cooked fish in one and whatever. And one day he noticed that they were both set to 375, and you would burn the food that you cook in that's supposed to be 350. Well, you have two options. You have only really one option to lower the temperature. is to either turn it off and let it cool off, or lower the gauge and let it cool off slowly. He decides, he goes in the back, he comes out, and he throws an ice cube into the fryer because he thought that would cool the grease off.
Oh, God.
Do you know, if you don't know what happens when you put...
Well, guess what, Brody? I worked around fryolators, and on-the-job training tells me you don't fucking do that, because what happens, Brody? Yeah.
It explodes.
Explodes!
And gas, the grease goes flying everywhere.
Yes!
Hot grease. My point is, that guy is no more an expert as a petroleum engineer as the kid by the fryer who threw an ice cube into cool
You
it
just
off.
Proved my point.
Just because you work with something doesn't mean you're an expert.
You just proved my point. It's trial and error.
He's
that guy will never do that again. That guy will never do that again because he tried
when
something.
When a car blows up at the Exxon station, that guy will not do it again.
We done with the gas thing?
Yes.
You want to comment on my driving now? Saying that it's too herky-jerky? Well, listen,
I'm
the one giving you the ride. I'm the one.
Yes, but you drive like you're playing a video game. Scary speeds up in a lane and then switches lanes and speeds up, then slows down when the car in front of him is in front of him. Then he's like, vroom, 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 vroom. Scary, nobody taught you to put your foot down and go, vroom. No, Scary goes, vroom, 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 vroom. Admit it.
You're a vroomer. Plus,
you're a vroomer.
Okay, I'm the one driving. I'm the one behind the wheel. Yeah. I'm the one who has to deal with the traffic. You could just sit there and fuck around on your phone.
Oh, I appreciate you driving. But by the way, I did not fuck around on my phone. It's rude to go on your phone when the other person is driving you.
Well, that's debatable.
Yeah, well, when I drive, you're always on your phone. you ignore the person when you're not driving, Scary.
That's
you're like in your own world. You're like, oh, Instagram, boom, boom, boom.
That's
whatever.
A great topic right there. I like that.
Yeah, we'll
you
get
know, because all my friends, no, because I carpool with Andrew and Sam and Gandhi in the morning and the daytime and coming back, and they're always in their phones when I'm driving. I don't take offense to it, but is that right? Is that wrong? Do they have to be engaged? Is it the equivalent of falling asleep while the driver's driving and the passenger falls asleep? They're just checked out?
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'll tell you what. I used to not realize it. And for years, whenever my wife would drive, she would always take the long trips. She would take the long... We would go somewhere like really far. We'd take her car. It was more suited for long trips. We had the kids, whatever. And she was driving... And, you know, sometimes you don't talk after like 20 minutes, whatever. I would take out my iPad. I'd watch football, you know, on my iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And she would be like, she would get mad at me after the fact. She would be like, I can't believe I drove and you sat there on your iPad while I did all the driving. And I was like, but what did you want me to do? We weren't talking. What does it matter if I go on my iPad? Well, that was years ago. Well,
now,
a couple of weeks ago.
What? You're
a couple
attentive.
Of weeks ago.
You're attentive.
We had to take my dog to a vet about an hour and a half away. He needed a specialist for his back. He had to have back surgery.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay now. He's learning to walk again. He's good. He's good. But I said, I'll drive. You hold him during the car ride. She said, great. Yeah. Well, during the car ride, now that I'm driving, I noticed she's on Instagram. She's playing a game, doing different things. And I'm like,
dose of your own medicine.
Wow. I was like, wow. I know how she felt all those years. So rather than criticize her for doing that, I just said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that all those times I was on my iPad, because now I know how it feels.
Right. Because
you're like, oh, because I was driving. I'm going,
but by the way, that was also your slick way of pointing it out to her that she was doing the same thing. So
nope.
Maybe she would put it down.
Nope, I wasn't passive aggressively doing it. I waited till after the ride while we were at the vet. And I was like, listen, we'll let you know. Remember all those times I was a douche and I was on my iPad? I get it now. I'm sorry. So, yeah. But anyway,
wow, you
drove. I was not on my phone. We went to the Mets game. We got a good parking space.
Yeah.
And we go into the private entrance.
Right.
And as soon as we walk in, it's the owner's entrance.
All right, we'll continue this conversation after this.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we're in the stadium. We'll be right back.
I love how it's taking 40 minutes to get to the story.
It's
I love
your
it.
Fault.
That's typical Brooklyn boys.
Typical you.
Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So there we were. We got the royal treatment. I was floored by what they gave us and how they.
Well, first of all, they
rolled out the red carpet for us from the second we pulled up
from the special entrance. We went in and like, oh,
and by special, we're not talking about the wheelchair access.
No, they gave us special bracelets that had the owner's suite information on it. Now, when Scary and I have gone to games before, we have sat behind home plate, and behind home plate, there's a little restaurant where you go and help yourself. Like, it's a buffet. Very nice. Not extravagant, but nice. And we've talked about they have steak and their you know, hot dogs and pretzels. And we've been very fortunate to get in there. But the back of this restaurant area is a glass door that opens to the hallway, the inner tunnels of Citi Field, where the press room is and the locker rooms down the hall, whatever. But there's a door right behind this exit of the back of this little restaurant area. There's a door. And over the years, Scary and I have seen celebrities and guests of the owners go in that door.
Yeah.
Politicians, you know, have gone in, mayors, senators.
We've never been in that door. We were never in that door.
It's the door. And that door connects to prior owners of the Mets. One owner had one suite, and there's a staircase that leads to another suite upstairs, one on top of the other.
Yep.
Well, they escort us to the door. We finally, after so many years, get into the door.
We did it.
And behind the door is a big room with huge Mets logos on the wall, like mirrors, and it was amazing. And there's an elevator. There's another woman who operates the elevator who is just there to let us on the elevator.
Crazy.
So we go in the elevator, and they're like, the elevator will open on the other side. There's doors on both sides of the elevator. And then once you get off the elevator, there'll be someone there to escort you again.
I had a pinch
myself.
You're
never alone.
I could not believe the kind of treatment we got.
This was like Mission Impossible. We get off the elevator, and now we got to meet the owner's assistant. I don't think we should mention her name, but she's wonderful. And she greets us. We were expecting you. They take us to a checkpoint. At that point, we see the staircase to Steve Cohen's suite. He's the husband of the woman, female woman that we're going to see, his wife, the owner. He's the other owner, and he's got a suite upstairs. And so we see that staircase, and they bring us in, and now we're in the suite, and they tell us, just so you know, the owner, Alex, is a little under the weather. She will not be joining you this evening, but please help yourself to everything. And so first of all, my first thought, Scary, was, oh, that's awful. I really wanted to meet her.
Right.
But then Scary and I look at each other and go, well, I guess that means we'll have to come back.
right? She invited us back. I've been emailing with her this morning. Yes. And she says, you have to come back when I'm there. She says, I'm so bummed I missed you. So now we're going to get the 2-for-1 deal.
I picked out a special Mets jersey I wanted her to see. Right. Like I was, you know, like all like,
well, listen, we nervous. Nevertheless, we had a great time. There were people hosting us and we were just sitting there like in wonder.
Oh, full bar, great food. It's on my Instagram.
I did not have one drink because I was driving.
They gave me bottles of Diet Coke. What more could I want? No ice.
Diet Coke, no ice. Brody was in heaven.
Seats are leather seats with the blue seats.
All right, enough. We're doing too much of this. I feel like.
Can we just say, hold on. I want to say two things because I promised our listeners two things. Number one, we got to meet the guy who threw out the first pitch. His name is Logan Aldridge, Aldridge.
Now, if you don't know who Logan Aldridge is, he's
a star on Peloton.
He is an instructor on Peloton in the resistance and the weight training. Yep. In fact, he's got even if you don't know who he is from Peloton, he's got a very viral clip that's out there of he has one arm.
His right arm.
And he was a lefty, so he had to convert everything to his right hand. And he basically
he threw the first pitch right-handed, and he was left-handed.
Yes, and he basically, but in the YouTube clip that I'm talking about, he lifts over 250 pounds of a barbell with one arm. So that has millions and millions of views. So that's how you may know him. But he also, is an instructor for Peloton. And he did throw out the first pitch.
We got to talking to him. Yeah. We took pictures with him. And at one point, now, I don't know if you guys remember. Well, I'll go back and remind everyone later. But
oh, God. Do we have to tell this story?
What? I'm going to remind everybody now. We did a meat market for Z100 in New York, I don't know, about 20 years ago. And it was a hot dog eating contest. We had to put your hands behind your back and put your face in the plate of hot dogs and eat as many hot dogs as you could. In 60 seconds, whatever it was, and you couldn't use your hands. Well, one of the guys who was competing literally didn't have hands. He had some kind of he was born with some kind of difference. And Scary noticed he was bringing his arms around at one point, and Scary yells at him, "Hey, no hands!" And we have a picture of it because people were taking pictures for our promotions.
No hands.
And I'm screaming.
I thought he was cheating.
Right.
But he had no hands.
And the guy looked like, he looked like he got offended at first.
No hands.
Until he realized it was the rules of the game.
No hands.
So Scary is talking to this guy, Logan, who, by the way,
now we're in the present. We're back in the present.
Present time. Logan is one of the most inspirational people I've ever met. And I fist bumped him, you don't want to stare at his left shoulder, but he's very cool. He's very confident.
He's awesome.
But Scary is a hugger. So the guy goes to like fist bump Scary, and Scary puts his arms out and goes to hug him. And the guy can't, he's like, because he's got one arm.
You can't hug a one-armed guy?
You were by his left arm side, like you were expecting him to reach back around you.
It was just, come on.
And he looked at you weird, and then you were like, oh, and you pulled your arms back. It was just
What the fuck is that? Is your mic quacking? What is happening?
No, I moved the mic stand. Don't be a dick. Don't try to. But however, Scary did get a hug in. He did get a good hug in, not only with Logan. When we first got there, there was a woman who runs PR for the Mets, I think.
Yes.
And I think Scary had met her before.
I had.
And she says, oh, hi, Scary. Nice to see you again. That's it. End of story. Nice to see you again. Scary is a good 2 feet away from her. She's now turning back away to talk to the people she was talking to.
Yeah.
And Scary goes, it's nice to see you again. And throws his arms around her. And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess we're hugging. She had no clue a hug was coming. The hello was fine, Why did you need to then?
Because in my mind, sometimes it's rude just to say hello and not hug.
It was fine for her.
But I didn't know that.
She over the shoulder went, oh, hi, nice to see you again. Her head was turning back around. And you were like, oh, and you gave her a big hug. You know what it looked like? It looked like when grandparents go to hug their 8-year-old grandkids and smooch them.
Okay.
And
they're like, all right. All right. You know, listen, I know a lot of people, they love to hug. I know people like to kiss. Kiss on the cheek.
She wasn't one of them. She wasn't one of them.
You don't kiss on the cheek?
No. Strangers?
Not a stranger.
This isn't France. Oh, you met her once. So you want to tongue her?
I don't know. No, but it's weird.
You don't know.
We come from a different time, man. I mean, we're used to the hug and
what
the kiss.
What time? You're not from the mad.
My
era?
Uncles used to kiss me on the cheek all the time.
Yeah, were they really your uncles, or they were like neighbors?
They were uncles.
Okay.
I don't know.
They weren't some guy that met you once.
Everyone's got boundaries. Everyone's got boundaries. I know people that don't like to hug or kiss or either. And they're family members. And that's it. And you just don't.
When you hug a strange woman, just in general, and she doesn't turn to face you, and her shoulders go up to her ears.
All right. Well, I kind of.
She looks around while you're hugging her.
Eventually, I came.
After 4 seconds, don't you take the hint?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, it was like 4 seconds. I watched. I was like,
well,
wouldn't you just go, okay.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that. Okay.
All right.
So the last thing I want to talk about this suite, I go into the men's room. There's not a men's room. There's one bathroom. Beautiful marble floors, beautiful countertops.
Okay.
In the corner. And trust me, Scary, I wanted to take it. I would never take it. But it was so nice. There was a beautiful box about 18 inches wide. About 6 inches.
Oh, boy.
It's deep, about 4 inches
high. You have to repeat yourself. You cut out.
It was like a marble box. Okay. It was a Mets box.
Yep.
Had a Met logo on top. It was made of marble. And it was about 18 inches wide, 6 inches deep, about 4 inches high. It was in the bathroom. So I'm like, this is a beautiful box. I would love a box like this. What a great, like, to put your jewelry in, your watches, a beautiful box. So I'm thinking it's like, you know, there's probably fancy Mets napkins inside, you know, maybe like toiletries, like a little cologne, you know, whatever. I'm like, what could be in this box? So I posted on Instagram and people are like, what's in the box? Scary. I want you to guess. What do you think was in this awesome marble Mets box?
Someone's bat? A ball?
No. In a box 4 inches high, 18 inches wide. Wait.
4 inches high, 18 inches wide.
Yeah, like it was like a jewelry box, very beautiful, marble-ish.
I couldn't even fathom what's in there. What was in there?
I opened it up, and it was full. Scary. I could take as many as I wanted.
Of what?
I could put them in my pockets.
What?
Take them
what?
All. They
what?
Were all
what?
Free. Tampons.
Oh my God.
It was a beautiful Mets box of tampons.
Tampons.
Needless to say, I was a little disappointed for me personally.
Yeah.
If I'm a woman in there, I don't know if I know to look in the beautiful Mets box if I need a tampon. But very nice of the ownership to put that out for me.
It's very thoughtful.
But yes, I was personally disappointed. I thought like little Mets mints would be in there. Or like Mets pens. Well, like, hey, you're at the owner's suite. Get a little Mets souvenir.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there was like a little Mets pencils.
Right.
Something cool. Nope. They weren't even Mets tampons. They weren't Mets branded tampons.
I hope not. I hope they don't have Mets logos on them.
No.
I mean, that would be awful. Imagine having a toilet. I mean, I would like to wipe my ass with Yankee toilet paper. That would be cool.
Oh, I'd like to do that.
Just to put some logo on there.
But, now, if I was a woman, a Mets tampon would be like, oh, I'm getting closer to the team. I get that. But they were not Mets tampons.
All right.
They were not.
We're going to end
this.
It
was regular tampons.
I'm done.
Okay.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I think we should save our talkbacks for the next episode.
No, they'll be old.
Yeah,
people are talking back about the last episode.
Are they?
Yeah.
You want to do this here?
Yeah. Well, can I just say one more thing? About
yeah, go for
one
it.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. So, in addition to Skiri driving like a maniac,
okay,
and putting gas in his car,
blah blah blah.
When we leave Citi Field,
yeah,
you have to come out and you have to make a right, and in the middle of the street, directly outside of the exit of the parking lot. It's a two-lane road, right? You can either go right or left, but you can't go left. There's a police car, an SUV, parked in the middle of the street, and the police are waving people. You got to go to the right, got to go to the right. Skiri goes to the right about the length of the SUV and then makes a U-turn around the police vehicle.
That's right.
And goes left.
Damn straight.
Illegal U-turn.
Yep.
As if it was a pole. Imagine just like driving around a pole on your bike. Skiri drove. He went to the right because that was what he had to do. And then immediately made a U-turn around the police car.
Yep.
And then went the wrong way.
Damn straight I did.
That's fucking balls.
Of course it is.
Balls.
Of course it is. And I knew. Skiri. But they're stationary. They're not in handing out ticket mode. They're not. Yeah,
well, Skiri says to me, how's he going to chase me? He's outside his car waving people to go to the right.
Exactly.
So I was like, so.
I have a point, yeah, so don't
Skiri,
I?
Skiri made an illegal U-turn around the police vehicle.
Yeah, I did.
Fucking balls.
It was balls. But you know what?
Yeah.
No one said boo to me, right?
No one did.
No
one. No one did. Okay.
All right, here's some talkbacks from episode 262.
Oh, we're doing them early today. Here we go.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is it.
All right, yeah.
Hey, Danny P. from Bayonne, New Jersey. Skiri.
IP too,
they're not
Danny.
Fake mocktails. They're just mocktails. You can say fake cocktail, but you can't say fake mocktail.
Oh, yeah, I said fake mocktail. So it's, yeah, we got
that. Oh, that's right. It's redundant.
Appreciate it.
A fake mocktail would be a cocktail.
That is redundant. Okay.
Thank you, Danny. Good catch. I missed that
hey,
one.
Hey, Rudy and Skiri. Jamie from Queens here. I wanted to comment about the restaurant cutting off breakfast on Skiri.
Yep.
They could have made an exception and made something small.
Damn
like
straight.
Was said, like, with what they have yep. available.
Compromise.
But if Skiri knew it was going to be cutting it close, why not just order ahead? I think Brody said this, like, briefly, and it got glossed over. But next time, just order ahead if
well,
you know
we,
you're cutting it close.
Because we wanted to dine in, and you can't order ahead to dine in. Which, by the way, one of our favorite barbecue places in Brooklyn, they actually got really smart because people were trying to outsmart them. The place is a line a mile long. So to get in, to order, to sit down, and you know, you get your food and you sit down at the table. So people were standing in line. They were in line ordering online through the website. And then by the time their order was ready, they would come off the line and they would take the food, sit down at a table, rip open the bag, and then they would eat a to-go order there. Well, as a result of everyone trying to buck the system, outsmart them, they said, fuck you. No more online orders on weekends. Suck it.
Oh.
So now, if you really want to order online, they force you into going through DoorDash and Seamless and Grubhub. So, because you know those guys are just, they are the people that, you know, so now, you know, you got to go through a third party and they're the ones that are waiting for the food and then delivering it to your house. But they make sure that it gets delivered to your house and not the table. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
People think they're smart. They're smart. Ooh.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Again? Jamie from Queens again. I also wanted to say, nice Seinfeld reference when it comes to the title of episode 262. Breakfast for you.
No breakfast for
she
you.
She got it.
She got it.
That was where the title came from.
No soup very for nice. You episode. Very good. Very nice. Well done. Well done. All right. Here comes another one. Wow. We have a few of these here today.
Hey, fellas. Your resident Brooklyn boy here. Just a quick thing. Alicia in Neapolitan is anchovy. That's why it's pronounced that way. And Scary, you are 100% right to be pissed off about that 11 o'clock that's breakfast right. ending bullshit.
Yep.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Enjoy.
It was 11:01. They could have made nice. The exception. Nothing changed in 1 minute that they couldn't have done a 10:50. Could
no,
do
but
a
they
10...
clearly changed. They changed over to 11:15.
Scary, Scary and Brody. Episode 59. Collections. That S.
Huh?
Brody is wrong.
What? I can't hear
it. Suck, because you're always right. What happened?
Oh, I can hear now.
He's just singing the song just for the hell of it.
I heard him say Brody is right. That's what I heard. So
okay.
Brody is Scary. Scary and Brody is James from Miami. Episode 261. I agree with Laura. Fuck that lady from Walgreens with her photos. Fuck them.
What?
And Brody is right.
Brody's right.
On what?
Okay.
On the steak dinner, Scary, come on.
Okay, enough.
To go to the pool. Get it together. We want this steak dinner already.
Okay.
Okay, don't cut my man off.
I didn't cut him off. He ended.
Okay, all right. I was just going to say, he referenced Laura from 261. I don't know what Laura said, but I'm glad you agree with her. You got to help us out with
this. This guy's back again. This guy's back again. Right. There's no stopping this dude.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody is James again, episode 261.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you're wrong. Scary O's. Brody a steak dinner.
Okay. Enough of this guy.
He was gonna do.
I love him.
That wasn't the venue. It wasn't the time. Go back and listen. Episode 0. I'm just kidding, Marilyn. Slices for life, baby. Miami.
This guy's tripping.
I love him.
Hey there, Christy from Saddlebrook. Totally on board with Scary. They definitely should have given him breakfast.
Of course.
He pulled in 10:59, was in there at 11 a.m. Why are you putting things away and packing things up at 10:45 when your breakfast doesn't end until 11?
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely, they should have given you breakfast.
I appreciate
them.
Yeah. See? Brody doesn't think so.
No, you know what? I'm coming around.
Okay.
I'm coming
around. Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody.
Oh, my God.
James from Miami again. Episode 262 in reference to the bands doing a Milli Vanilli. What's the difference between what they did? Granted, they were younger and up and coming. And these bands are older, but it's like Scary says, what am I paying for? Like, yeah, the atmosphere, the crowd, but don't you think it's wrong also?
Yeah.
All right, keep up the good work.
Well, there's a lot of these this time.
Well, is how that about lip syncing?
Yes. How are we getting through this? My God, hold on. We got to plow through.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is in reference to episode
262. And Scary, if you and Robin knew you were going to be running late, you should have called the restaurant and placed an order. So that way, by the time you got there at 11 a.m. on the dot, it would have been ready for you and you still could have ordered breakfast.
Appreciate it.
What I would have done.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
We don't know her name or where she's from, but that was a good comment.
We still wanted to eat in. Thank you.
Scary and Brody.
Oh, my God.
Scary. James, Miami, episode 262. Yeah, James, Brody, I hate all those people. I hate them. Like the last episode. Fuck Dale. Fuck Abe77. Fuck all those people. Keep up the good work, guys. Slice for life, baby. Miami. Episode 262. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hit that jingle.
Oh, my God.
Hey, James, brooklynboys.bighotel.com.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi, Brody and Scary. Tamara from upstate New York. This is the, if you play this, it'll be the third talkback you play of played of mine, but I agree with Scary. They should have given him the damn fucking breakfast.
Damn straight.
It was 11 a.m. on the dot. Yeah. Now, if it was 11:05, yeah. I would say no.
It was not.
11 a.m. on the dot while other people are sitting in front of him with fucking breakfast?
Exactly.
Give him the damn fucking breakfast.
11 o'clock, 11:01, what difference? I understand.
Write a Yelp review about them, Scary.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be rude.
By the way, love her. She sounds like she's from downstate New York. I love her attitude.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
This is my first talk back talking about the theme song last week. You almost had it right. It was weird for me to hear Weed and Boys because I'm so used to Brooklyn Boys now. But awesome, man. See y'all.
Yeah. Startup.
When he's the original.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's actually Weed and Boys hip hop song.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Also the Cowboys kind of adopted that as their theme song. Weed and Boys.
Oof. We're associated with the Cowboys, Brody. We got to fix that.
I tell you, I grew up a Jets and a Cowboys fan.
Wow.
Not a Cowboys fan anymore, but I have pictures of me in a Cowboys jacket when I was a kid. America's team in the 70s.
What's up, guys? This is Lee from outside of Philly. So, Scary, I've worked at a few different restaurants. Kurger Bing, when I worked there, if it was 11 o'clock and someone wanted breakfast, if there was food left, we would give it to them. However, it might not be as good. But if there's another place and we close at 9 and you're there at 8:59, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Lee again. However, I do think if you're working in a restaurant that pays for tip, sometimes the last tables, like the ones that walk in a minute or two before the kitchen closes, really turn out to be great tippers, especially if they are drinking. So, but do not overserve because that is illegal. Those are my thoughts. Adios.
And you know what? And I will say this. I was about to give them a big tip for them to get me breakfast, but you know what? They're lost.
Good morning. This is your boy, Juan Vasquez. Hey, Scary. That's what you get for going to a bougie-ass restaurant. No more breakfast until 11. By the way, they open at 9, so that's breakfast for 2 hours. So you have a two-hour window to get your bougie-ass...
Right.
What?
2 hours.
Avocado toast on something. They didn't even have real breakfast items. What were you gonna get? Ugh. A dusty ass fucking chicken sandwich.
Yes, that's right. They only do breakfast for 2 hours, from 9 to 11. This place. He must have looked it up.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Vasquez, and it's always Brody and Scary. Hey, Scary, why didn't you call ahead? You know you're running
again.
Late.
Oh,
you know
God.
It's a bushy ass place. You know this. You should call ahead.
I don't need to
say,
hear
hey,
this.
My name is Scary Jones. Have 50 million followers on Instagram. I work for the morning show. They have 4 billion listeners. I'm going to review your restaurant, put some eggs, avocado shit together for me. It's your bad, bro. You're bad.
Not going to do that. Wrong. Not going to fucking. Scary's wrong. I'm not going to flex on them. And I'm not going to play
you
that game.
You would have if you could have.
No, I could. I could still do it. I could go to Yelp right now, but I don't want to destroy local and small businesses. I don't want to do it.
Even though you said their name on the podcast.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Vasquez.
Oh, shut up already,
Juan. It's always Brody and Scary. Hey, Brooklyn Boys. Okay. This is Scary. I know where you were trying to go for this bushy ass place because they had 4 different types of avocado toast. Probably avocado toast and everything. But you got the McDonald's treatment. You went to your bougie ass place, got McDonald's treatment. McDonald's treatment is After 10:30, no more breakfast. No exceptions, no exclusions. You out. You out, Scary Jones. No avo toast for you.
This guy's had too much sugar. Thank you, Juan.
By the way, my town just got back to me, and they've confirmed that it's male deer poop.
It is.
All right. Yes. Everybody on Instagram, confirmed.
Confirmed.
Not bear poop. Bear poop.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is your boy, Juan Vasquez. Again. Hey, Scary. Oh. I call this Insta Karma. Because you yuck Gandhi's yum, criticizing about where she got her breakfast, will now chew from your bougie-ass 4.7 stars in Google reviews. Don't get no breakfast. So how did that taste? No avocado toast for you. Good day, sir. That's what they say to you. Good day, sir. It's 11:01. No more breakfast. Good day.
Why are people issuing multiple talkbacks? Can we have like one talkback per person? What?
Did he say it's 11:01?
11:01.
It sounded like he said his own name.
Whatever it is.
Which is funny because he's Juan.
I'm just saying, everyone's like,
Juan, thank you. Hilarious. Dig it in.
How many fucking of these are you going to issue?
Scary, do you even eat avocado toast?
I love avocado toast. Avocado's very good for you. If this is Juan Vasquez, right. Okay. I swear to God.
As I'm listening to episode 258, I am laughing at how many people are probably DMing you now about a show that was in June. Slice for life. Brody and Scary. Kiss, kiss.
I don't know what she was talking about.
Oh. Sorry for your loss. We gave away tickets.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
By the way, you just said something that drives me crazy.
What's that?
There's an Old Spice commercial where I forget the guy's name in the, he's an actor and he's always with the same women. He's black. They're all black. Maybe you've seen the commercial and he's always mad that they steal his Old Spice products. And then the new one, he sees that she's got his body wash, whatever. And he goes, if you take my stuff again, I swear to God, but then you don't say anything. You just did that. You're like, oh, if we get one more call from Juan Vasquez, I swear to God.
I mean, that's a Brooklyn thing. We do that all the time.
You got to say what you're going to do. I swear to God, I'm going to punch someone. I swear to God, I'm going to delete his phone calls.
I'm going to kick a baby.
No, because God's going, what, Scary? What? What do you, what? That's what God, you're right, keeping him hanging.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is your boy Juan Vasquez. And so is Brody and Scary. Hey, Scary, yep. I know what happened. They ran out of dill to put on your tomatoes. That's why they couldn't serve your breakfast.
Wow.
We're going to have to start charging Juan like 10 cents of voice.
Good morning. This is your boy, Juan Vasquez. Ah! Hey, Scary.
20 cents.
I'm with you. I understand. I don't get this culture either that, you know, it's 11:01, no more breakfast. Hey, listen, there's no button for the avocado. I can't serve you avocado, even though we do have pieces of avocado in the back. You know, but you went to a bougie place. What you expect?
Enough! Also, you've proven your point. Brody, you've said what you needed to say.
On TikTok, on Twitter.
Okay, hold on.
Something like this.
All right, thanks.
It's not called Twitter anymore. Hey, at this point, Slices, just know that there were a bunch more Juan Vasquez voicemails that we're not playing. We edited them. So when you hear this, just know there were more. And by the way, Juan, we love you. We're just fucking around with you. But we did edit out the rest of your calls.
Okay.
That's
it. No more Juan
Vasquez. Hey, guys, it's Lauren from Orlando, Florida. First, I was wondering, can you guys block people on the talkbacks like you can text messages? Like if someone just really irritates you, you're just like, never going to hear from you again. Bye. And then number two, specifically for Brody, I saw a sign on the back of a truck today that said, this vehicle makes no rights on red. And I don't know, the grammar just seemed off to me, so I wanted to get the expert's opinion.
That's correct. It's like like an RBI, people like run batted in. People say it's technically runs batted in, so they call it RBI rather than RBIs. But it's rights on red. Yeah, I don't make a right on red. I don't make multiple rights. It's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I make a right on red. And if you're in front of me and you don't make a right on red, I'll blow the horn loudly a lot. Fucking turn. Turn! It's New Jersey.
Hey,
you can turn
boys,
on red.
Rebecca here. Slice for life. So, Brody, while you were talking about jury duty, my blood just boiled the whole time. I'm a clerk in Hudson County, and this shit drives me crazy. Believe me, we want jurors back in person fully. I don't want it virtual for the first part. I want everyone in for the whole thing. It's so much easier.
You want to meet those people?
Yeah. I don't think
so.
That
was in reference to the Zoom call we did with 250 potential jurors.
No, you don't want to meet people like that.
No. Then they're going to ask dumb questions in person.
continuing for Rebecca here for jury duty. So the mute button is my best friend. I'm the co-host of the meeting. I mute everyone. The minute someone says good morning, you know the whole group is going to unmute. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm there.
They all
mute. I love that button.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would do
the
same
thing. We need that for Juan Vasquez.
We do.
Hey guys, I love you, Juan. I'm just here from Miami. I fell a bit behind, but I've been binging to catch up. I just had to reach out on this one. I just finished episode 239, and I know that was like 7 months ago. But Brody, the reason it's grammatically correct to say that you win free gas is because you aren't actually receiving gas as your prize. You're receiving the ability to purchase gas at no cost to you. When you win money, you don't say free money because the prize you are receiving is the money. Well, that's all. Just had to get it off my chest. Slice since the beginning.
Thank you.
Here's what I'll say. Right or wrong, whether I agree or not, I love that it drove him to have to leave a message from a 7-month-old episode.
It's great.
That's good. That was a good topic.
Means we're doing the right thing.
Free gas.
Okay.
Yeah. Bro, hey, Scary and Brody. It's Rockin' Steve over there. Had to do a talk back about the one title song that you have to sing. I mean, the song you have to sing, you know, if you don't get the lyrics right, you're by. You said tequila, but what about Wipeout? Wipeout, Wipeout, what? That's the one word he uses, Wipeout. You guys rock. Keep going over there. Rockin' Steve, bada bing, bada boom.
Okay.
He's right. Wipeout. Yeah.
Can you remove Brody's rant like the unused joke?
What? I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know if he called back. So play the next message in case he called back. And if he didn't, I'll explain what he said after the next talkback.
Oh, my God. It better not be Juan Vasquez.
Danny Dimes here, Lehigh Valley, PA. Commenting on Skiri's breakfast at 11 a.m. I was thinking maybe it was the aliens that turned you away. You got to be careful, Skiri. I think they know you're catching on to them, and they're a little pissed. So,
thank you. All right, buddy. All right, I've had enough of talkbacks for today.
Okay, real quick, let me explain the talkback. The guy said he loves my rants, but what happened to unused jokes? Well, here's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I don't work on the morning show anymore, so I'm not writing any jokes for the morning show that aren't using.
There's that.
Yeah. Although, if you want a joke, I did send out a tweet today that I think is kind of funny. So I'll give you the one joke I did today.
We're going to end on a high. We're going to end on a joke.
Well, I hope we're going to end on a high. Who's to say? So as of today, July 24th, 2023, Twitter is now called X.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the smartest move in the world to rebrand a company that's so successful and has worldwide recognition as Twitter. But so I wrote, if a bird logo gave birth to thoughts shooting out as tweets, right? That's why they were called tweets, because of the bird logo. Will rebranding Twitter to X mean that user thoughts will now come out as excrements or excretions?
That's funny. I like that.
Yeah, that's all right.
You think they can use that joke?
I don't know. No, I think it's an unused joke. No, I tweeted it. Or I X'd it. Excreted it. Whatever the hell you call it now.
Can't tweet anymore. You exit.
I don't know what you do.
Speaking of exit, we're going to exit right here.
Oh.
Stage left.
All right then.
Woo! Maybe we'll do another episode this week, huh?
You know what? We should. Maybe Thursday.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.